And once again, good evening back here at Central High School in Park Hill, set for some high school volleyball tonight. The Central Lady Rebels hosting the St. Pius Lancers. Connor Harbit with you. Jewel Booyer back in studio. Time for your American Family Insurance starting lineups. First of all, we'll take a look at the visitors. That is the St. Pius Lancers, 6-0 for the campaign. Your starting lineup, it'll be the senior Caitlin McNeil, senior Elena Rubel, senior Megan Herman, senior Harper Grass. That'll be your libero. It'll be junior Kate Sherry, junior Claire Etzert, and finally senior Bennett Raderman. The Lancers are coached by Therese Rubel. She is in her first year as head coach of the Lancers. Then the lineup for the Central Lady Rebels, coached by Jessica Jones in her first year. They are 1-2 for the campaign. It'll be the junior libero, Lauren Hersey, junior Mia Mongez, sophomore Nakia Jones, freshman Hannah Petty, junior Mallory Miles, junior Morgan Populous, and senior Addie Barrier. Those are your American Family Insurance starting lineups. Agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Carsh Boulevard in Farmington, the Harry Peterson American Family Insurance Agency is proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Our two teams set and ready to go. Again, the freshman and the JV squads played their games a little bit earlier today. St. Pius took both contests. The Central Varsity trying to switch things up. Again, trying to feel things out with a young but relatively experienced roster. Again, you might recognize a few of those names from last year's Lady Rebel squad. Again, the libero Holsey returns, Mongez returns, Mallory Miles, and Addie Berry, Morgan Populous there as well. So again, no lack of varsity experience, but still some players who have some years to develop. Meanwhile, St. Pius brings back a very heavy junior and senior-led lineup. Couple last words here at center court before we get going. It looks like opening serve will go to, looks like it'll be St. Pius. At least that's the early indication. Of course, your opening serve is brought to you by Boyd & Associates, turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. Tall task for Central tonight. St. Pius. Last time I saw these Lancers in action, that was during the state tournament. It'll actually be Central on first serve, by the way. But you might recall, played Farmington. Close game, four sets, but ultimately St. Pius came out on top. It will be Hannah Petty, the freshman, to serve here for Central. We're underway here in Park Hills. Serve will be played by the libero. That is Harper Grass. They'll set toward the near side. Ball is blocked at the net, but St. Pius able to dig it out. Back over to the near side. 50-50 ball. Central tries to save it, but a nice dig out there from Harper Grass gets it back over to the other side. It'll be the Central libero, Holsey. They'll set far side over to, that would be Addie Berry. She sends it into the net, and St. Pius will take the first point. Tonight's matchup, St. Pius leads 1-0. We'll be back to serve here for St. Pius. It will be Kate Sherry, the junior. No, excuse me. How about Sadie Archer, junior, not listed in the starting lineup, but quickly subbed in. She'll serve, played by the back line of Central. Played toward the near side. It'll be a free ball here for St. Pius. What can they do with it? Back set toward the far side. Bad set, though. It'll fall, and Central will tie things back up here at one apiece. First tie of set number one, coming very early in the set, as Nakia Jones will check in now for the Lady Rebels, replacing Holsey. Back to serve now is Berry. Low serve. St. Pius lets it fall, but it finds the back line. It's an ace. An ace for Berry. And Central takes their first lead here at 2-1. Berry back to serve once again. This time St. Pius will play. Set toward the near side. That's Raderman. Ball's tipped at the net but falls. Raderman's got her first kill tonight, and we're tied up here at 2-2. 2-2, two ties. Again, two first-year head coaches looking to make their mark on their individual programs. Back to serve now. That is Caitlin McNeil for St. Pius. Central just have to get it over, but it's a bad hit there from Sherry. Excuse me. How about Miles? Mallory Miles. And St. Pius takes the lead once more, 3-2. Caught that one off the side of the hand, it looks like. Fell under the net. Back to serve this time is McNeil. Set toward the far side. They'll push it over down the line, but it's out. St. Pius now with a two-point lead, 4-2. Trying to push it over the block. Push it too far to the left. McNeil again to serve. It's played by Monges in the back row. Looking toward the back row attack there. That is Populous. Ball tips the net. St. Pius will play. Here's Reiterman. Spiked it into the net. Yeah, it's a point for Central. They'll get back to within one, 4-3. Reiterman sent that one into the net. I don't think that ball was blocked. There were two Lady Rebels there. Kaya Jones and Mallory Miles. We get an error here. Hit too hard there. That was Hannah Petty. The service eight error. 5-3 here in set one. Back to serve now is Bennett Reiterman. She'll respond with an error of her own. So two service errors in a row. That sends Mallory Miles back to serve. Soft serve played by the back row of the Lancers. They'll play it toward the near side here. Hard ball toward the back line. That falls on the line. Nothing Central could do there. It's a kill for Kate Cherry, her first of the game. 6-4. Elena Rubel to serve. Ball played by the libero into the net. And it'll be 7-4 St. Pius. Badly received there by the libero that time. Holsey, ball into the net. Central unable to dig it out. Rubel to serve again. Having to dive after it was Monges. They'll play it toward the far side. Roll shot played by Rubel. The libero will set it toward the near side. Sherry dug out by Holsey, but it's around the pole and out. Sherry with another kill, her second. It's 8-4. Rubel, her fourth serve. It's a three-point run here for St. Pius. Again, Holsey will play. They'll play it toward the near side. Here is Petty. Ball into the seats. And Central's got their first kill of the matchup. That goes again to the freshman Petty. Lone freshman on the varsity roster. But doing some work here early on in this contest. Back to serve was the libero Holsey. St. Pius will send a free ball over to Central. They'll play it off toward Populous. Sends it toward the back corner, but it's out. 9-5. St. Pius back with that four-point lead. Now to serve is Sherry. Played by Holsey. Set up toward the near side. They'll push it over the block. Looking toward Sherry in that back row now, and she'll get a kill. Sherry with another kill, her third of the game, this time from the back row. It's 10-5, largest lead of the game for the Lancers thus far. Third serve for Sherry is again played by Holsey. We'll push it toward the other side here in Populous. That ball might have been heading out. Sherry decided to play instead. Over to the near side. Trying to send it across the court was McNeil. Sends it into the central bench, though. It's 10-6. Populous now to serve for the Lady Rebels in front of the central student section. Good crowd on hand for this one. Plenty of people showing up. Free ball here for Central. What are they going to do with it? Sending it toward the far side here in Barry. It's played by Sherry. Sherry will set it up, and she'll get the kill. Sherry calling her own number there that time. Four kills for the junior. It's 11-6. The libero will serve now, that being Harper Grass. Central will play. Near side, flat foot attack, that time from Petty. St. Pius, miscommunication, nobody there to receive it. And Petty will get her second kill. 11-7. As Petty steps back to serve now. Set toward the near side here for Raderman. And she'll re-announce, well, she'll announce her presence back into this one with a big kill. 12-7. Raderman, who took some time on the bench there, comes up and picks up her second kill of the game. Sadie Archer on the serve. They'll push it toward the donut. Central caught St. Pius off guard. Kill goes to Monguez, her first. And Central sticking around here. It's 12-8. But service error on back. That's Addie Berry. Too much power behind it, and it's 13-8. It's important for Central to, I would say, stick around in this one. Don't want to fall too far behind. Team like St. Pius is not a team where you're going to find a big run and a big comeback against. Roll shot here for Central. They'll set up middle of the net. Ball's blocked but out. Actually, no, they're going to say it was off of. No, let's see. Now they're going to say it was touched by Central. There's a little bit. We'll talk there between our officials, but ultimately, point goes over to Raderman, 14-8. And now an ace. Central misplaying the serve. Ace will go over here to the senior, Caitlin McNeil. McNeil will serve again. This time, Central receives it much, much better. Monguez, though, will have to push it down the line. Free ball here for St. Pius. They'll go back to Sherry. Sherry trying to get over the block. Sends it into the net instead, 14-9. Sherry quite didn't have the angle on it. Decided to try to push it over instead. Still didn't put enough on it. It's Monguez to serve. St. Pius will just have to send a free ball on over. It's played by Jones. They'll pass it toward the near side. And give the kill on over to, that's the junior Mallory Miles. Ball bounces into the stands, 14-10. That's Miles' first kill of the game. Smonga sets up for another serve. First time since the first 2 points that Central's been able to find back-to-back points. Here's a ball off the net and down. Central a little unlucky there, but give another kill over to Raderman, her fourth. Kareen's off the net and falls. 6-point lead, St. Pius, 16-10. Raderman will again serve. They'll play it toward the near side, but it's a bad set. Central, though, able to keep it going with a nice dig. Block at the net, bringing that one down. Claire Atzer. St. Pius has some serious height this year, and most years, in fact. Atzert, one of those tall players playing in the middle of the net for St. Pius. Raderman again will serve. Central punches it toward the back line. Setting it toward the near side and Atzert. Central there. They'll play it toward the near side themselves. Ball is blocked at the net, but Central will play. Ball careening off the net. St. Pius somehow able to keep it alive. Back over toward Sherry. Mongus tries to dig it out, but it's into the Central student section. And another kill for Sherry. Timeout going to be taken here by Central. 18-10 as Central takes a timeout, a 4-0 run for the Lancers. We'll take a timeout ourselves, come right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Complete Vision Care in Ledington, proudly serving the Parkland's eye care needs since 1966. Needing routine eye care? Ask about their new retinal imaging device that can act as a good substitute for dilating the eyes.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
Keep your property safe with Liberty Security in Farmington. They offer armed and unarmed security for homes, businesses, and events. Their local team is trained and ready to help protect what matters most to you. As a local company, they're committed to protecting our community. Trust Liberty Security for all your security needs. Go to their website, libertysecurityllc.com, for more information. Security is everyone's concern, but it's their business. Liberty Security.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
Well, Central doing everything they can to avoid the service ace from St. Pius, still playing here, 18-10. Central again trying to dig it out, and again they'll save it. It's Holsey who gets it back over. Lancers will play. Second ball attack, pushed it toward the donut. Nice heads-up play there. That was Elena Rubel, and St. Pius eventually gets the point. Great effort there from Central, starting with the serve, but ultimately St. Pius, the much more collected team that time, they'll extend their run. It's a 5-0 run for the Lancers. Connor Harbit here with you at Central High School. Jewel Booyer back in studio. Central will try a second ball attack of their own. St. Pius will play it toward the near side. Coming up from the back row was Raderman, but she sends it into the net. That'll stop the run, 19-11. 8-point lead, though, for St. Pius. We are in set number one. Mallory Miles back to serve now for the Lady Rebels. Miles today with a kill. She'll play it toward the donut. Diving in from the back row that time was McNeil. Another big shot there from Sherry, but they're going to say that ball hit the floor first before Holsey was able to get a hand on it. Sherry with her sixth kill of the game. Six in this opening set. It's 20-11. Another serve here for Elena Rubel, and that's an ace. Two Central players going after it. Neither one really got a handle on it. And Rubel's got her first ace. Second ace of the set for St. Pius. Rubel again to serve. That one's in the net. And a service error. 21-12. Holsey to serve for the Lady Rebels. Played by the opposite libero, that being Grass. Playing it toward the far side, and Sherry, nice dig though, there by Miles. Pushing it in the middle of the net, and they're going to say, they'll say a lift here on Central. 22-12, St. Pius. Sherry now serving. Played by Holsey. Set toward the near side. It'll be a free ball for St. Pius. No, it's actually just out. Barry just trying to get it over. Sent it up and out of the back line. 23-12. This game was fairly even to about 6-4 or so. St. Pius has really imposed their will since then. Sherry sends one into the net for an error. 23-13 now. But the Lancers have been overwhelming again. Big shots from the outside hitters on this Lancers lineup. Couple points till the end of set one here for St. Pius. Central will send a free ball over to the Lancers. Rubel will set it up here toward the near side, and McNeil. Ball is tipped at the net. Central will play though. Populous over to the far side, and Barry tries to send it toward the back corner. It's played here. I think Pius maybe thought it was out. They'll have to play it instead. They'll send one out toward the left-hand side of the court. 23-14. Central still showing a little bit of life here. Back-to-back points. Again, no runs longer than just a couple points. They led it 2-1. That was their only lead of the set. Had a couple points for 9-10. They've not been able to string anything together. Over to the near side. McNeil sends one to the net. There's your longest run. For Central now at 3 points, 23-15. Populous serving. Sends it toward the back line. St. Pius not talking. That ball just falls. 23-16. 4-0 run for the Lady Rebels. Another serve. St. Pius again saying out, but they still elect to play it. Miles will set it toward Manga. She puts it toward the back row. They'll set toward the near side. No, it's a back row attack there from Sherry. That ball's on the line and in. 7 kills for Sherry, 24-16 set point. And before we have set point, we'll actually have a timeout taken here by Central. So we will take a quick timeout too. 24-16 here in set one. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
American Family Insurance.
I'm Harry Peterson, and I'm proud to support high school sports. Did you know life's better with American Family Insurance? Because we know whether it's a new home or a new car, you've worked hard to achieve your dream, and we work hard to protect them so you can enjoy the utmost peace of mind. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. Contact me, Harry Peterson, at 573-756-6736 or stop by at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back here, a quick timeout. Both teams coming out a little early. Central with a shot toward the back corner. Somehow St. Pius able to get to it. They dig it out. Playing it toward the middle of the net here. Monguez off toward the donut and down for a point. 24-17. I'll tell you what, Central's really come alive here in the late set, but did they wait a little bit too long to start a run here? They have scored 5 out of the last 6 points, but still facing set point. They'll have to find 8 in a row. It'll have to be a long streak here. Playing it toward the near side, and Raderman, and it's down. Set one goes to St. Pius. Raderman with 5 kills in the opening set, and St. Pius takes it 25-17. We'll take a break and come back with set two. Again, St. Pius takes set one 25-17. It was a high school volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO.
Can't seem to find the house you're really looking for? Paul Hale here with New Era Bank, and we would like to help make your dream house a reality. New Era Bank offers construction loans that make it easy to build the house you want to fit your needs. Many of our loan officers have 15 or more years' experience and can make sure you get just the right loan for your needs. Visit our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call any of our branches and ask to speak with a loan officer. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
In life's toughest moments, compassion makes all the difference. Horton Wampler Funeral Home is honored to serve families with dignity, care, and respect, helping celebrate every life with love.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
Gilster Mary Lee is looking for CDL drivers for their local fleet. Must be 19 years of age and pass a physical. Starting pay is at $16 an hour with regular increases and overtime offered. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bonterre today or call 358-3674.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
About to start set two here at Central High School here in Park Hills. St. Pius takes set one 25-17. A late Central run falls a little bit short. Strong middle of the set for the Lancers. Pull them away. But what will set two bring? Connor Harbit here with you. Jewel Booyer back in studio. Onguez, near side, trying to push one over the net. Sends it into the net instead, and St. Pius will start this set out with a one-point lead. Glad you could join us here on this Monday night. We've got plenty of volleyball this week. We get a moment, we'll talk about our upcoming broadcast schedule. Playing from the back row here, it's Sherry. Finds the back corner. Another kill for her. Tell you what, she has been the player tonight for the Lancers, and I imagine the player most nights. Several of these Lancers already looking at college offers. Somebody came up to me between sets, asked, do you know which ones? And I said, well, if I had to venture a guess, probably number 7 and number 13, Sherry and Raderman. They have been dominant so far in this game. McNeil will send a free ball over to Central. They'll play it toward the far side here with Populous. Excuse me, no, that was actually Hannah Petty. But it's not going to matter. Another kill over on the other side here for Raderman this time. 3-0 to start this set. As the Lancers libero, Harper Grass sets up for another one. Second ball attack here, push it toward the donut. St. Pius ready that time. This time, play it toward the far side. Monges, ball blocked at the net, and down. Monges with her second kill. And Central's on the board here in set 2, 3-1. Petty will be the first to serve here for Central in the second set. Ball's played by McNeil. She'll send it right back over. Free ball for Central. A little bit of miscommunication. They'll have to send a free ball right on back. Over toward Raderman. Spikes it toward the back left corner and down 4-1. Raderman with 2 out of the 4 points for St. Pius in the second set. She's got 6 kills tonight. Again, Raderman, one of the key pieces in last year's state championship team. Distinctly remember her from our trip out to Festus. Here's an ace. First ace of the game here for, that was Lily Alexander, the junior. Her first point. This time the serve played by Holsey. They'll play it toward Miles. Tries to send it across the court. Out. 6-1. St. Pius with 6 out of the 7 points in this second set. As Alexander sets up for another serve. Monga's there to play it, but sends it into the net. And it's sent right down by Raderman. Raderman with 7 kills on the misplay there from Monga's. And you've got 2 players now tied at the top with 7 for St. Pius. Sherry and Raderman. Free ball incoming for the Lancers. Where do they go with it? They'll set it up toward the far side for Raderman, and another kill. 8-1. Central very slow out of the gate here in the second set. Raderman with 4 out of the 8 points. She's now your kills leader tonight with 8. Five-0 run for St. Pius. 8-1 our score. Playing it toward the near side, and Barry, and it's a point. Misplayed by Alexander, but Barry's got her first kill. 8-2, that breaks the 5-0 run. Barry now to serve, and sends it into the net. That's an error. 9-2. Second error of the game for Barry. Caitlin McNeil to serve for the Lancers. Monges playing at the net. Ball tipped back over to Central side here. Getting it over this time will be Miles. Ball pushed toward the donut. Nice dig there from St. Pius. 50-50 ball at the net. Monges gets it down. 9-3. Monges, team leader in kills for Central. She's got 3, including 2 in this set. 6-point deficit as Monges steps back to serve. Alexander receives to the near side. Sherry plays. Over toward the far side. Populous, too much on it. It's out. 10-3. And don't forget, we've got volleyball tomorrow as well. We make our way back over to Potosi. The Lady Trojans set to do battle with the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers. Get an ace here, Raiderman. Excuse me, an error here for Raiderman. Low and into the net. 10-4. Again, Potosi, Arcadia Valley tomorrow. Then we've got softball on Wednesday. Over to Farmington, Cape Notre Dame. We'll take on the Knights. Here's Sherry on the near side. Hard ball. Monguez sends it up into the air. Ball ricochets around the basketball hoop for a little bit. One of the raised ones just above the crowd here in Park Hills. He actually came back into the court of play, but Central still unable to track it down. A kill for Sherry. She's got eight. It's 11-4. Ball pushed across the net here. St. Pius playing it toward the near side, and Sherry. Ball blocked at the net, but St. Pius able to dig it out. They'll get it over toward the donut. It's a kill. Four. That would be Megan Herman getting her first. Great dig there. I think perhaps caught Central off guard. They thought they had the block. St. Pius, though, playing it on through. Herman just simply getting it over, but Central, a wide gap in the middle of the floor. 12-4. And here's an ace for St. Pius. Rubel with her second ace of the day. Rubel again back to serve. It's played by Miles. Miles sends it over from the back row. 50-50 ball at the net. Jones sends one spinning off the net. Central will have to push it over. Free ball for the Lancers. Playing it toward the middle. Here's Atzert. She'll get it on over. Far side, Populous. Back over to St. Pius. To the near side. Here's Sherry again. Ball tipped at the net. And it'll be four hits. No, a lift is going to be called here on Central. 14-4. Central ready for that hard ball from Sherry, but unfortunately, lift's going to be called. And St. Pius has a 10-point lead here in set two. 14-4. For the squad from Festus. Rubel another serve. On a 4-0 Lancers run. Far side, it's Populous. Played by the back row, St. Pius. Back over to Sherry on the near side. That ball is down. In essence, it's a lift, but that ball was going to be finding its way down either way. Timeout taken by Central. 15-4 here in set two. St. Pius exerting its will. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO.
Trust your ride to Wade's Auto Service. Locally owned, serving Farmington since 2015. From oil changes and brake service to diesel diagnostics, all backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Wade's Auto Service, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, and by Complete Vision Care, locations in Lenington and Festus.
Long rally sees a roll shot from Morgan Populous. St. Pius playing it toward the far side. Ball is out. Central wins what was a long rally. Coming out of the Central timeout, 15-5. Connor Harbutt here with you at Central High School in Park Hills. Jewel Booyer back in studio. See if that injects some life here into Central as they've struggled here in this second set. We'll see serves. St. Pius will have to send a free ball back the other way. They'll go off toward Populous on the far side. There to play at the libero grass. Back over toward the near side. Sherry tries to push it over the block, but Central will dig it out and send it back over. Back over to Sherry on the near side now. Manguez digs that one out. Off the ceiling. Holsey trying to track it down, but it's going to find its way to the floor. Good effort from Central, but again, the roof caught that one. And Sherry picks up another kill. Make that 9. 16-5. Here in set 2, St. Pius with a 1-set lead. 1-0. Herve tips the net, and it's down. Sherry's got an ace. Just barely caught a piece of the net that time. Slows it down just enough that Manguez couldn't play it. Sherry's got her first ace tonight. 17-5. Another serve. This time Manguez can play over toward the near side. Popula sends it across the court. Therefore, it was Rubel. Free ball incoming here for Central. Looking for, again, Populous on that far side across the court, but out. 18-5. This has not been the set to remember here for Central. Looked competitive in that first set, but so far, St. Pius, who again, 6-0, have only dropped one set this year. They've really turned on the Jets. Sherry again to serve. Another ball that ticks the tape. Second ball attack there, that time from Petty. St. Pius will get it back over. Looking toward the far side, and again, Popula. She'll send it down the line this time, but there to dig it out is Rubel. Toward the back row. Attack from Sherry, but she sends it out. 18-6. That breaks the 3-0 run. 18-6 here in set 2. We got started a little bit late today. The freshman and JV games went a little long. But we're just 8 minutes away from the halfway point of this 7 o'clock hour. Back row attack this time, Sherry, and it's out again. 18-7. St. Pius has a very simple strategy. They look for Sherry, they look for Raderman. They're in the back row, they'll attack from there just as well. A couple balls put out there by Sherry. Raderman currently on the bench. Here is Populous. 50-50 ball at the net, played out by Central. Holsey will set it up near side here for Petty. Her ball is blocked at the net, though. That's Atzert coming up with her second block. 19-7. Harper Grass, the libero, serving for St. Pius. Played toward the near side, and Manguez. Ball at the net, pushing it down was Raderman. 8 kills for her, 20-7. Raderman just using her height that time, had the height advantage over Manguez at the net. Got a hand on it and just slapped it down toward the donut. Central unable to get to it. 20-7, second ball attack. St. Pius able to get on it, but can they save it? They'll push it over, free ball for Central. Set up here, near side for Petty. Ball tipped at the net, but St. Pius unable to play. And it's a kill for Petty. 3 kills for the freshman. It's 28. Petty will now head back to serve. It's played by Sherry. Over to the near side. Raderman toward the back right corner and down for a point. 21-8. Raderman now with 9. Got a couple players on the cusp of double-digit kills tonight for St. Pius, that being Sherry and Raderman, each with 9. 21-8 here in set 2. Barry will push it over the block. Played toward the back row, and Sherry, there to get to it, though, is Holsey. Manguez pushing it toward the far side, ball blocked at the net. It's a block for Raderman, her first, 22-8. Raderman has been the player of the set, I would say. Came out, picked up 4 kills in the first 8 St. Pius points. Was on the bench for a little bit, but has come back and has scored 3 of the last 4. A couple kills and a block here as well. Our side ball out. Niles too much on it, 23-8. A couple points away from St. Pius, going up 2-0. As Lily Alexander steps back to serve once more. Serve played by Holsey. Populous will push it toward the far side. Over now to, that would be Miles. Near side, Caitlin McNeil looks for the attack. Ball blocked at the net by Mongez. Barry there as well. Central, second ball attack toward the back corner. It's out. Well, Central wants to say it's in the corner, and it is. Had a better eye than I did in that situation. Barry can get the kill. She's got two. 23-9. And Barry will serve. Played by the libero, Grass. Over to Raderman. She'll push it over the block and down, 24-9. Raderman with the finesse as she's the first to 10 kills tonight. Set point once again here in set two. It's McNeil to serve. Ball's tipped by Mongez and down. It's an ace. And that ends set two. So McNeil with her second ace of the match, and St. Pius goes up 2-0. We'll come back with a potentially decisive set three after a short break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
American Family Insurance.
I'm Harry Peterson, and I'm proud to support high school sports. Did you know life's better with American Family Insurance? Because we know whether it's a new home or a new car, you've worked hard to achieve your dream, and we work hard to protect them so you can enjoy the utmost peace of mind. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. Contact me, Harry Peterson, at 573-756-6736 or stop by at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
To everyone who believes a good meal can always be made even better, come try our new chicken sandwiches at Culver's.
We're talking juicier chicken with crispier breading, and it's all served on a buttery brioche bun and topped with crisp dill pickles, creamy mayo, and fresh lettuce and tomato. You're sure to enjoy your first bite and every bite after that.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Visit your local Culver's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
At Boyd & Associates, we're not your average CPA firm. We're a group of highly motivated and skilled accountants here to ensure success and efficiency as you scale your business. By choosing B&A, you'll receive support through one-on-one consulting in order to gain insight into business best practices, receiving personalized recommendations, expert oversight, and alliance in achieving your goals. We connect, collaborate, and provide ongoing support so that you're never building alone. Boyd & Associates, we're the missing piece to your team.
At Texas Roadhouse and Festus, every meal is a celebration. Come enjoy hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, and made-from-scratch sides that'll have your taste buds dancing. Kick back with friends, sip on ice-cold drinks, and dive into warm, buttery rolls you can't resist. Whether it's family night, date night, or just a craving for legendary flavor, Texas Roadhouse is the place to be. Don't wait. Come hungry. Leave happy. Texas Roadhouse and Festus, where the fun never stops and the food is always fresh.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Ozark's Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
Back here about to start set three at Central High School here in Park Hills. 2-0. The St. Pius Lancers lead the Lady Rebels. That set break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington. Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. First point goes to St. Pius here in set three. It's 1-0. Things have been rough today for Central, but to be fair to the Lady Rebels, things have been rough for all of St. Pius's opponents this season. We mentioned in the Gilston Mary League pregame show today, they've only dropped one set. That was in their first game of the year to Liberty North, a game that they did still win in three sets. Back row attack from Populous. It's tipped at the net. Changes direction. St. Pius can't get to it. Populous with the kill, her first. They've been looking to set her up all night. St. Pius has just played it well tonight. Populous has her first. It's 1-1, our first tie here in this third set. Serve from Barry, played by the libero, over toward the near side. It's Raderman. Central there for it. Over in the near side, it's Miles who will push it over the block. Long rally. St. Pius Well, that ball might have been going out. Decided to play it anyway. We play on. Petty pushing it over toward the far side. Monguez with a big kill. Put all of her force behind that one, and Central's got a 2-1 lead here in this third set. Monguez, her fourth. Perry again to serve. Again played by Grass. Over to Raiderman. Ball's tipped the net, but somebody was in the net. They'll say it was Raiderman. Point Central, 3-1. Connor Harbit here at Central High School. Jewel Booyer back in studio today. Our first of five broadcasts this week. We are keeping ourselves busy here at AM 1240 KFMO. Raiderman pushes over the block and gets a kill. 3-2, that'll break the 3-0 Central run. Raiderman now with 11 kills for the game. She's really started exerting her will here on this one. Again, pretty much since, I would say, early in set two. It was Sherry at the beginning, now it's been all Raiderman. Flat foot attack toward the donut. St. Pius somehow able to dig that one out. A little bit caught off guard, but still able to play. Monguez shot blocked at the net, but Central able to dig it out. Monguez pushing it over the block of Sherry and Raiderman. They'll look for Raiderman, though. She'll push it down. Central looking to get to it. They save it somehow, and they'll get the point. Well, that's what we heard Coach Jones talk about in the pregame today. She wants her team going after everything. And I think that point right there pretty much encapsulates what she was kind of talking about. Central getting on the floor all over the place. Not an easy earned point as well. Had to work for it. Followed up, though, by an error. Long has too much power on the serve. It's 4-3 Central. To give the Rebels their flowers tonight, they have really laid it out there. Raiderman back to serve. Played by Holsey. Petty pushing it toward the far side. Populous sends it over. Free ball for St. Pius. To the near side now, and it's down. Sherry gets the kill. Our second tie of the set here at 4-4. St. Pius looking for their third straight 3-0 victory. Defeated Lutheran South in straight sets. 25-6, 25-22, 25-9 on the third, and then back on the fifth, defeated Incarnate Word 25-16, 25-13, 25-17. Toward the far side, Populous sends it around the pole. It's out. 5-4. St. Pius takes their second lead of the set. Second lead change, I should say. Run for the Lancers. And it's an ace for Raiderman. 6-4. Raiderman's second ace. Run now and an error. Looking for the back left corner. Too far to the left, though. Second error by Raiderman. It's 6-5. Back to serve, it's Miles. Playing it toward the near side, and Sherry. Monga sticks a foot out, but nothing she can do there. Sherry's got 10 kills. It's 7-5. Actually, make that 11. Didn't count the one from earlier. Sherry and Raiderman each 11 kills for St. Pius tonight. 7-5 Lancers. Miles will play it toward the far side, and Petty. Ball at the net. Touched by Jones. Down it falls. 8-5 St. Pius. Elena Rubel now back to serve. Ball played by Holsey. Monguez will set it toward the far side, and again Petty. Ball tipped by McNeil off toward the bleachers. And a kill for Petty. Petty's got 4. She's your team leader alongside Monguez, each with 4 tonight. It's Tulsi to serve now. Playing it toward the far side. Sherry looking down the line, but Manga is there for the dig. Populous playing it on the far side herself. Sherry gets a hand on it. Set up for Sherry in the middle of the net. And another kill. 12 for Sherry. She reclaims the St. Pius lead in kills tonight. And it's 9-6. Sherry with 3 kills in the first 9 points of the set. Back row attack. Here's Populous. Roll shot down the line. There to play the libero grass. Back row attack from Sherry. Ball off the net. That'll be 4 hits. 9-7. Set 3 a little closer than the previous set. Again, St. Pius took the first set 25-17. The second set 25-9. Central nearly matching that total here in set 3. Big shot from Atzert in the middle of the net, but Holsey's there for it. Barry trying to push one over the block of St. Pius, but she pushes it into the net instead. 10-7. It's grass to serve. Miles plays it toward Mongez on the far side. A little bit too hard on the set. Mongez had to push it over. Free ball set up for Raderman. And another kill for her. If you give St. Pius a chance to set things up, odds are you've got a rocket coming your way. That time it's Raderman. Who got the ball she wanted in the middle of the net. And here's an ace. St. Pius with a 5-point lead. That's an ace for the libero grass. Her first official point today. Mongez sends it out. 13-7. 4-0 run now for the Lancers. It was 9-7. But 4 straight for St. Pius. Bad receive on the serve from St. Pius. Central still able to get it over. Raderman's shot. Dug out there by Miles. Central gets it back over. Raderman will try her luck again. This time she'll get it. 14-7. The run extends to 5. Timeout taken here by Coach Jones and Central. St. Pius doubling up Central here in set 3, looking to make it 3 straight sets. We'll take a timeout ourselves. Timeout's brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsagra. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO.
Looking for affordable, career-ready education close to home? Mineral Area College offers degrees, certificates, and training designed to fit your life and future. Mineral Area College, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Go team!
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the Parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they can even come to you. Curtis Auto Glass in Park Hills has you covered. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen, locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Ludington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
Point in progress here at Central. Point goes to St. Pius. 4 hits here for Central. 15-7 and a 6-0 St. Pius run. St. Pius looking to cap off a 3-0 straight set victory tonight. Second ball attack. St. Pius very much ready for it, but Central will try it again. This time, St. Pius not ready for it. 15-8. And it'll break what was a 6-0 run. Kill goes to Addie Berry, her third. And here's a ball on the line. And an ace here for Central. Not sure what St. Pius saw on that one. That ball was very much in. But Rainman kind of ducked out of the way of it. It's an ace here for Hannah Petty, her first ace tonight. 15-9. And another ace. That time, that ball sent right at McNeil, kind of caught it with her face. And we see back-to-back aces. Central back to within 5, 15-10. See if Petty can keep it going. Another great serve, but this time St. Pius able to dig it out. They'll send a free ball back over to Central. Petty sets it up for Monges. She'll push it toward the back row and get a kill for it. Well, we've seen Central show these nice little spurts here where they will find a few points in a row. Unfortunately, they come with already large deficits. Unlike the first set, though, they do have a little bit of time to turn this set around in general. Here's Raderman. Ball tipped at the net, but played by Populous. They'll set it up toward the far side and Barry. Roll shot, therefore, is Grass. Back on the far side, it's Megan Herman. Ball back over with St. Pius. Here's Raderman. Ball over the block and down. Raderman now with 13 kills. 13 for 13, 16-11. And a 5-point St. Pius lead here in set 3. Serve, that was Sadie Archer, and she's got an ace. 17-11. Archer to serve again on what is now a 2-0 run. Serve this time played by Holsey, but nobody there. And it's back-to-back aces now for St. Pius. Archer with a couple aces. This time it's going to be played by Populous. They'll set it up toward the far side and Barry. Ball blocked, but Barry able to dig it back out. Back row, it's Populous. She'll send it to the back row of St. Pius. Looking for Raderman. Middle of the net. And another kill for her. 14 kills for Raderman. 19-11. St. Pius run as they begin to pull away a little bit here in what is potentially a decisive set. Miles plays it toward Monges. Ball heading off toward the bleachers. St. Pius able to get to it. Free ball for Central. Back set over toward the far side. Barry pushes it over. Second ball attack to the donut. And a kill for Rubel. 20-11. Three kills, two aces in this run for St. Pius, and now another. Archer has three aces here in this 6-0 run. These three aces, her 3 points tonight. Free ball for St. Pius. They're going to go for Raderman. Far side, right at the feet of Holsey, 22-11. 15 kills for Raderman. She might be making a case for some pizza here at the end of this one. Our Little Caesars Pizza Pizza Player of the Game. Still to come here in our Cornerstone Furniture Mattress post-game show. Second ball attack from Petty. Central trying to reorganize. St. Pius, though, a little bit disorganized themselves. Into the net it goes. 22-12. A 7-0 run for St. Pius finally broken. Still a 10-point Lancer advantage. Set toward the near side. And Raderman again. 16. 23-12. A couple of substitutions as Sherry returns to the game for St. Pius. Nikaya Jones back in for the Lady Rebels. Caitlin McNeil, another serve. Petty will set it toward the near side. Monges, ball tipped at the net. St. Pius able to dig it out. Back over to the near side. Here's Sherry, and down. It's match point, 24-12. Haven't seen Sherry for a while. Makes her grand re-entrance here to make it match point. Again, 24-12. McNeil to serve. McNeil serve. Low-hanging serve played by Monges. Miles sends it up toward the near side. Monges pushes over the block toward the donut. Sherry able to save it. Central will play it. Back toward the far side here. Miles, roll shot, played by Grass. Who are they looking for? They're looking for Sherry. Ball blocked at the net by Monges, but therefore it was grass. We play on. Sherry again. This time Holsey will dig it out for Central. Back toward the far side. Monges sends a free ball over to the Lancers. It's a set again to the near side. Just trying to get Sherry that point, and point they find. That'll be the match. It's a kill for Sherry. 14 kills for this one, and St. Pius will claim a straight set victory. 25-17, 25-9, 25-12. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll come back, begin the Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress post-game show. We'll have your Cornerstone Furniture Mattress play of the game, your Little Caesars Pizza, pizza player of the game, and of course we'll see if we can't get a check of your Mineral Area Overhead Door out-of-town scoreboard as well. All of that coming up here in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.